Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. On the line with us is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Major visit to Schenectady yesterday by GE CEO Jeffrey Immelt.
Yeah, wasn't that something? General Electric leaders officially opened the company's new battery plant Tuesday, and while they were here, they immediately announced the plant's first expansion. This $100 million plant manufactures a new industrial battery designed by GE researchers for marine, aviation, and locomotive uses. It's a really large battery. Its first use is in Nigeria, where it's desperately needed to replace these old polluting batteries they use that take far more energy and much longer to charge. At Tuesday's grand opening here in Schenectady, the company introduced that first battery customer, a company called Megatron Federal of Africa. They bought 16 batteries initially, and now they put in an order for another 6,000 batteries at a cost of $60 million. In Nigeria, hundreds of thousands of diesel generators run nonstop to power their telecommunication towers. The old batteries took 10 hours to charge and needed air conditioners. These new GE batteries take just 2 hours to charge, and they don't need the air conditioner, so it's far more efficient. Other companies are also eager to buy these batteries, so much so that that prompted the factory to expand here. It's hiring another 100 workers, bringing the total to the Schenectady plant to 450 workers. GE is also buying another $70 million in equipment to ramp up manufacturing. Jeffrey Immelt, the GE chairman and CEO, said the plant already has $80 million worth of orders they need to fill, and he predicted it should be a billion-dollar business by the end of the decade.
Good news in Schenectady and some, well, news that is riling residents in Schoharie.
Yeah, a volatile floodplain, sensitive farmland, and a deadly history with gas pipelines should push the Constitution Pipeline construction closer to the highway, people said yesterday at a public meeting to discuss this Constitution Pipeline, which is a proposal for 120 miles of pipe that would bring gas from northern Pennsylvania up to a compressor station in the Schoharie County town of Wright. Farmers in Schoharie County said too much would be lost if this 30-inch natural gas main is routed through the valley. Instead, they would like to see this pipeline run closer to Interstate 88. That's that major highway that runs from Rotterdam south to Binghamton. The pipeline proposal is regulated by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, not the state. But local people are hoping that federal regulators will listen to these local concerns and demands that safety and placement of the pipe be considered. So Tuesday's meeting, sponsored by State Assemblyman Pete Lopez and State Senator Jim Seward, drew about 40 people. Constitution Pipeline, the company, is holding an open house about the project, another one on July 26th at the Best Western in Cobleskill.
That was Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, you can go to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. We've been talking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, as we do each Wednesday. Thanks so much, Judy.
Thanks, David.